Rolling.
With us on the phone on Static this evening, calling in, it's most excellent to have Kyle Kraft. How's things?
They're good. All is well.
I'm glad that all is well. It must be almost hard to get you on the phone. You are a busy guy, Kyle. You've been working at a great clip because Full Circle Nightmare is out less than 2 years after your debut album, Dolls of Highland. And in the interim, you last year recorded pretty much a whole other album of cover versions. So you've had a pretty purple patch, Kyle.
Yeah, it's been fairly busy, you know, half and half, I would say. Yeah, I get extremely bored if I'm not, so.
For people who don't know, in between records, you pretty much did a whole other self-released album called Girl Crazy, which was all covers of artists like Sharon Van Etten and Jenny Lewis and Patsy Cline and all sorts of people. So was it nice to sandwich that between your own two albums?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't even intend on releasing this stuff. Me and my piano player, Kevin Clark, basically just, for the most part, just did it for fun. And, it was just kind of this thing where I was like, what are we doing? Like, we're not really doing anything. And at the time, like, I was writing at the time, but, like, not a hell of a lot. And so I started doing that randomly. And it turned into just a really fun thing. We were knocking out a song a day, and eventually we sent it over to Sub Pop just like because we thought it was kind of cool. We didn't send it over there to be like, hey, we should release this, but they were like, we should release this.
I'm amazed you find the time to record so much as well, because it looked like you were on the road a lot in the wake of the debut album Dolls of Highland. Did you take to touring like a duck to water, Kyle?
Oh yeah, I've been touring for a long time, man. Yeah, I've been touring since 2009, so it's a lot easier now than it was in the beginning, I'll say that much.
Is that because people turn up to the shows these days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't uncommon to play a show in 2009 and, you know, there's two people that are there to see the other band.
One of them's the bartender.
So, yeah, exactly. So it's a lot easier in that respect nowadays.
Do you enjoy being out on the road? Because it looks like you had a reasonably nomadic upbringing. I mean, you were born in Shreveport, Louisiana, and relocated yourself to Portland, Oregon for music. So are you happy to actually take the band out on the road and do your own songs?
Oh, yeah. I love touring. It's great. And it's great meeting all the people, too, that dig the music. And, you know, you get it online whenever people hit you up and say, like, oh, your song really helped me through a hard time or something. And then when you get it in real life, you can actually, you know, hug the person and say thanks. I love playing the shows, too. I really love recording, and I really love playing the shows.
And you seem to be able to combine those two loves for this new album, Full Circle Nightmare, because as I understand it, this record was pretty much recorded as a live thing?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, we would overdub, say, the horns or the vocals that came back and redid. But all the music, for the most part, is totally live, yeah.
Is that because you had a band backing you for a couple of years and knew that they were tight? You could go in and make the magic happen, Kyle?
Yeah, it was easy as far as all the tracking goes. I mean, the band, we got in with the band and knocked out everything within probably a week.
So it was just like the last waltz, right? You walk in and everybody just symphonies up.
Yeah, man. And, you know, that's kind of why I left in that, you know, the very first song on the record has the tape rolling and Chris Funk saying, all right, we're rolling. And that's just kind of how it felt. So we left that in there. It was kind of like this, all right, hit record, let's do it.
Here comes the show.
But it was a blast. It was fun recording like that. I'd always wanted to record like that. You know, my first album I did all by myself in a laundry room. But yeah, this one was just a totally different experience. And I enjoyed it too.
And you also brought in this producer, Chris, from the Decemberists to work with you. So was he a good encouragement? I mean, the Decemberists are pretty great at sort of crafting some cacophonous walls of sound every now and then onto their records.
Yeah, Chris is great. I mean, Chris was a friend of mine before we ever even talked about recording, you know. We had a blast, and Chris was super easy to work with. As a producer, you know, he didn't step on any toes, and if anything, he would encourage me to sort of not overthink it. You know, I would be sitting there toiling, being like, this isn't right, this isn't good enough. And he'd be like, dude, chill out. Fine. You know.
And Kyle, outside of the band performance as well, you seem to have really got your own deliveries down so pat for this record, especially the vocals. There's a real roar from you in songs like the title track, Full Circle Nightmare. So have you learnt how to sort of deliver what you're singing as well on these records now?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm kind of coming into my own in that way. You're always attempting to grow, I think. But yeah, I think album by album, I'll just kind of hone that in, figure out what's the best version of me I can be.
Were there aspects that were on the first record that you wanted to leave off, the Full Circle Nightmare? It seems that you dialed back the glam aspect a bit. There's maybe a bit less Lou Reed. There's no hand clappers like Pentecost on Full Circle Nightmare.
Yeah. Well, the glam thing was always my drummer, actually, who's sitting right behind me right now. When we first started the band, me and him kind of were the first people in the band, and he at the beginning was like, "This is kind of like glam rock," and I was like, "Really? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what glam rock. I mean, I understand what glam rock is." But I feel like there's also an aesthetic there that I totally lack in that world. So, but yeah, I mean, I would say Full Circle is definitely less glammy than Dolls of Highland. I think this is just more of a rock and roll record. You know?
Yeah, maybe drummers are always pushing for glam rock as well because they get to do that great sort of double kick thing like on T-Rex or Wizard songs. You know, I think it's there's a vested interest when you're a drummer to make things glam rock.
Yeah, you hear that, Haven? He said it's in the best interest of of you to make things glam rock because it's more fun.
Don't dob me in. And in your writing, Kyle, on this record as well, it seems to be noticeable how you seem to really have mastered this first-person aspect of your songwriting, putting yourself and the listener inside a setting. I mean, do you do a lot of people watching when you're writing your lyrics and sort of do some observational notes?
No, not really. I mean, I just kind of have a bad habit of, or not a bad habit, but trouble seems to find me. And it makes life interesting for sure. But I mean, and when I say trouble, I just mean like bizarre situations. And I don't know if I attract it or if I'm attracted to it, you know?
I don't know if you're creating your own world of characters or if these characters are actually coming to you because of this world.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But yeah, it's all there for me. I mean, it's just a matter of, it's kind of like journaling or something. You know, that's what it is to me.
Your songs on this record especially are also littered with female protagonists. There's a she and a her on every song but one on Full Circle Nightmare. So, you know, you're not short of female characters to put in your songs either.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had a lot of relationships and things that were great, and some didn't work out, some did. And it's strange. There are some songs in particular, songs like Fake Magic Angel, that song's about a man. So it's kind of that's an old Queen Jane approximately Bob Dylan song trick, mm-hmm. You know, the gender switching. And I mean, I just kind of like walk through a world that's inhabited by awesome ladies.
And for the most part, Kyle, you've also steered clear of political writing. There was one song in the lead up to the presidential election in 2016 that you dropped called Before the Wall. But by and large, you haven't sort of explored that further on this record. What was it like for you to get a song like that off your chest when the impending Trump apocalypse was coming?
Oh, God. Yeah, you're all the way across the pond, man. That song, I wrote that before he was even elected, you know, 2 months before the election or something like that. I was pretty much of the opinion that this guy was going to be our president from the get-go, just because I'm from a small town in Louisiana where I kind of felt it coming. But, you know, I didn't write any political songs for Full Circle Nightmare just because it didn't feel right. And the people that agree with me, it felt okay when I first started singing that song, but then after the election we would play in some places and there would be people that obviously disagreed, and it came very apparent that those were the people that needed to hear the song, not the people that agreed with me. So now it feels weird to play it. It feels weird to sing political songs to people that agree with you, you know?
Yeah, like you're preaching to the converted.
Yeah, it's preaching to the choir. I mean, like, what are you really accomplishing by doing that? I understand it. I'm not knocking it. I'd rather sing that song to people that are going to boo me.
Well, also, this is still only album number 2, Kyle. There's a lot more years to make your political records.
Yeah, yeah. I think I'll probably have a few in me.
Well, for now, we might have a listen to Belmont, One Trick Pony, off a Full Circle Nightmare. I hope you can bring the band down here at some point as well. We'd love to have you.
I would love to come. I've always wanted to go to Australia ever since I was a child, so I'm sure I'll make it down there.
All right, well, we'll see you when you get here at some point, Kyle. And for now, this is Kyle Craft with Belmont, One Trick Pony on Static. Thanks for the chat.
Awesome. Cool, man. Well, I hope you keep digging what we're putting out.
That goes in isolation.